White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, November 7th, 1910. My dear Edson and Emma, I felt that I must write you a few lines this afternoon. I have written to Willie, and will now write a few lines to you. I do not know whether Emma is at home, but I shall include her in my letter. I should be glad to see you both. I wish you were living nearer us, so that we could be united in our work. I cannot understand why we cannot be together, but if it is your choice to live in Nashville, I shall not complain. The Lord is soon to finish up his work, and for this I am thankful. The great thing for each of us now is to be prepared to close up our earthly history. If our life is hid with Christ in God, then when the seal of God is placed in the forehead, whatever may be tied, or wherever we may be, we shall be safe. If we now make our calling and election sure, we shall be protected in the coming storm. Let those who have a knowledge of the truth live out the light they have received, for it will not be long before the end comes. I should like to visit you and speak in the churches in and near Nashville, but at present I am very busy with my work, writing on Old Testament history. I am completing some articles on Esther and shall proceed to finish several partly written chapters. I shall make the most possible of my time until I have completed my writing for the book that comes between Patriarchs and Prophets and Desire of Ages. I am anxious for this volume to be placed in completed form with the rest. With this work before me, I should not dare to travel far from home now. But I think of you all, and should be so thankful if you could visit me. I should like to take you to see the Pacific Union College. I thank the Lord that this school is as far up on the mountain as it is. The location is healthful. The air seems so pure and clear, and the buildings already erected can be used in the work of the school. Just now, a dormitory is being erected. Next year, this building will be used for the girls, but this year, the boys will occupy it and will do the inside finishing. This building has been put up with timber taken from the school farm and cut by the school mill. We are much pleased with the students at the school. They seem to be an excellent class of young people. I have not visited the school often, for I overworked last winter, and I have had to be careful of my strength. But last Friday, Sarah and I drove up to the college. I felt drawn upon to go, and Friday was a remarkably fine day, so that there was nothing to hinder us. We had an excellent visit. On Sabbath, I spoke for an hour on the third chapter of Daniel, dwelling upon the Lord's wonderful deliverance of the three Hebrew worthies. The Lord blessed me in speaking on this interesting subject, and I was enabled to bring out some important principles. My strength was increased as I spoke. The chapel was full, and all present seemed to be much interested. Several spoke to me afterward of their satisfaction at hearing me speak, and I was made glad that I went. The next morning, Brother and Sister Irwin and Sister Irwin came to my room, and we had an excellent interview. They expressed their satisfaction at my choosing the subject that I did to speak upon. We drove home on Sunday morning in the carriage that your father purchased a short time before his death. It is an easy carriage to ride in, and I was not weary when I reached home. It is getting dark, and I must stop. I wish that I could see you, children. Your mother.